Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Hebrews chapter 11, we were talking about the people in the church that do things that bring attention to themselves to make themselves look good. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Seek if it's his will. Do you remember David in his war with the Philistines? He asked the Lord, should he go? And the Lord says, go. And the next time, Lord, do I go and do this? And the Lord says, no, you go wait by the mulberry trees and you wait. Then when there's that moving in the mulberry trees, then you go. But you see, he did it the way God led him to do it. So he says, in all thy ways acknowledge him. And the result is that he shall direct thy path. Now, leaning unto your own understanding is when you start making changes and plans that are different than God's call. And when you do that, you're not walking by faith. Now, two cannot walk together unless they be agreed, we're told in the book of Amos. Enoch is obedient in his daily walk with God. And as a result, God translates him. Now, that was amazing of itself, but he just trusted God. Enoch, in that daily walk, took a stand that's not popular. Now, listen from Jude, verses 14 through 16. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them. Of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. Wow. Do you realize that God is putting murmurers, complainers, and those that walk after their lusts, in other words, this is what feels good to my flesh, this is what I want to do. And then there's men that get in the church, and because it'll give them an advantage, they admire those men to follow those men instead of to follow the Word of God when they're different. Ungodly deeds means simply without God's direction. My friend, that's the state of today, and it's the things that we should also be preaching against. So judgment indeed. Then some of these things listed in verse 16 here, Jude 14, murmurs, complainers, walking after their own lust, their mouth speaking great swelling word, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. Faith can walk alone with Christ if it finds fulfillment in Christ rather than the flesh. That's how Enoch pleased God. And some people are not fulfilled unless they're murmuring, complaining, unless they're doing something else that draws attention to them or pleases their flesh. Now, I don't see how some people can be fulfilled by different things. There are ladies that can sit down and watch HGTV where they do all these designs and things like that, and they can sit there and watch that for hours. That is not fulfilling at all, as far as I'm concerned. Or they can watch a cooking show and watch cooking show after cooking show, and that is just so fulfilling to them. Now, I don't have a heart for that. So, if I'm around and something like that was on someone's television, I would just have to, I guess, endure it. But it certainly wouldn't please my flesh. But when we get our heart in the Word of God, It is fulfilling. It is pleasing to us as we work and study the Word of God. And that takes us to verse 6. Very interesting word here. Very important part. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that come to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So it's impossible to please God without faith. Now again, faith is acting upon the promises of God. It's living by what His Word instructs us to do. That when the circumstances mean that it may bring what the world would call bad consequences on us by living according to those circumstances, we still do it because we have faith in the Word of God. Now, there have been times where men could have denied Jesus Christ, but instead they stood the faith and they were beheaded, burned at the stake, and things of that nature. Well, that was faith. Although the flesh would have been pleased and people would have thought that had been smart, well, go ahead and deny it for now. When you get away somewhere, then you can tell God to forgive you and get back to it. No, that's not faith. So it's impossible to please Him without faith. And the word please is defined from the Greek root as to be well-pleasing, to make another content. Wouldn't you like to be well-pleasing to God and to make Him content? Then you need faith. And faith is living according to His Word. So this verse really has a three-point outline here, Hebrews 11:6. First of all, we see the great impossibility. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. The aorist tense in Greek gives it the meaning that it is impossible to please God in any other way. I think of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. He didn't please God, although he was sincerely religious. But God rewarded his diligence by sending Peter to him with the gospel. And it's through receiving that gospel that it'll help Cornelius to please God. Now, the word translated impossible here, without faith it is impossible, is defined as impossible or powerless. When we're not trusting Him by following His Word, rather choosing our way instead of His way, we move ourselves outside the parameter of pleasing God. So the first part of the outline is the great impossibility. The second part of the outline of verse 6 is we see the great imperative. He that come to God must believe that He is. Now again, that is written to Christians. Believing He is speaks of not only believing for salvation, but believing in His person. That as the omniscient one, He knows what is best, and will always lead to what is best and right. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, we're told we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called, according to His purpose. So we know that whatever God leads, it will never reek of the flesh. It will always be holy. It will always be pure. And the good part is, it'll be pleasing and acceptable unto Him. So before one draws near to God, he must believe God can, God will, and he must believe God is. He that cometh means he that draws near. Can, will, is. Those are not big words. Oh, but they have big meaning. Too often, drawing near is a desperation thing that says, I might as well try it. Nothing else has worked. Well, that's not a move of faith. Rather, it's only a hope to change my circumstances. Maybe I'll have good luck if I do this. Well, faith knows God may not want my circumstances changed. But what He does that my joy may be full. So we see here the great imperative, and we see the great impossibility. And the third point in verse 6 of Hebrews 11 is believing that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And so diligently is in the continual tense. In other words, we never cease to seek to know him more. We continually seek to know him more. We need the attitude of the Apostle Paul. You remember that in Philippians 3, 8 through 10? Yea, doubtless. And I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. But, you know, Paul was a well-to-do man before his salvation. He lost all of his material goods, but he realizes those things are but temporal. So he says, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung. Now, isn't that some way to look at all your material goods that you accumulate in this life? They're only equal to dung. He says, I do count them but dung that I may win Christ. Wow. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. You know, that's one of the hardest things for me to understand here. Paul, when he wrote this, knew what it was to be beaten with rods. He said five times he'd been beaten with rods. Three times he was beaten with stripes, had 39 stripes given to him three different times. Left for dead one time, went through stoning. He'd spent a night and a day in the deep, been in shipwreck. He had been through so much in his life, even among robbers and thieves, people who betrayed him. I mean, it was one thing after another for this guy, for the cause of Christ. And with all that, he says, that I may know him. I mean, wouldn't you think that if he's suffering for Christ, he knows him? So what he's talking about is a deeper knowledge, an experiential knowledge, a knowledge that knows him, even as a man would know his wife. Now, when I first got married, there were things I would say from time to time that did not cause peace in the house. And I learned over a period of time that some things were just not smart to say. You're better off if you don't say that. And I knew what might cause a problem and what might not cause a problem. And we learn by knowing the person. So that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.